Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Skimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Skimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing action at the track of Sunsets and Stars. And always a full lineup of the top runners in California. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Plus, racing fans, Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. And just around the corner on Saturday, October 4th, we'll host the trials to the Grade 1 Golden State Million Futurity featuring the nation's top juveniles. Grade 1 Ed Burke Million Futurity winner, Jess I'm Worth It, and Futurity winners Beautiful and Mayor Humdinger are among the possible top contenders. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse. Join us for the trials at the Golden State Million on Saturday, October 4th.
The thrill of the race is in the Vet, and nobody does betting like Twin Spires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactives and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to vet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Nighttime Quarter Horse Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come see America's fastest athlete under the lights every Saturday and Sunday night. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, stakes producing Om and Clubhouse Ride. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragas and Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragas and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, Dan Jersey, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Hey, great to have you with us as, we close in on the Breeders' Cup at Del Mar. I got a bad connection in here, Elise. I don't know what's going on here. But anyway, the Breeders' Cup will start off Halloween Day. That'll be Friday, October 31st, and then Saturday, November 1. Had some big Breeders' Cup prep races at Santa Anita yesterday, and I guess we're going to go to another microphone. Is that the deal? Okay. Well, hopefully we can get this so I can see the monitor. Anyway, some contingencies here. A lot going on around the country. Of course, Mystic Dan, winner of the Grade Two $500,000 Lucas Classic yesterday at Churchill Downs, and was not ridden by Brian Hernandez, who had been the regular pilot for Kenny McPeak, because Brian is hospitalized with some very, very serious injuries incurred last Sunday. So Francisco Arrieta with the assignment yesterday, and we had another replacement situation, but this one due to suspension, and yesterday's Grade 2 Eddie D Stakes coming down the hill, Reef Runner, who was disqualified out of a win at Del Mar in the Green Flash. He got the money yesterday, and that had to be just so sweet for the connections. David Fox, the trainer, Paco Lopez had been named to ride, but he now is in the throes, apparently, of a six-month suspension at the behest of HISA. We'll have to see how that shakes out. But Armando Ayuso, a big, big opportunity, and he's having a career year. Really happy for this kid. A $13 win mutual with Reef Runner taking yesterday's Grade 2 Eddie D Stakes. So a lot to talk about. Let's get back to Saratoga Springs and say hello to Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets. John, good morning. How's it going, my friend?
Good, Mike. It rained last night, but the weather is beautiful today at Aqueduct, so they will be on the turf. And pretty light card, to be honest with you, for a Sunday,
yeah.
But you got a lot of options out there, so a lot of different tracks you could play.
And John, the listeners, they've always got a good option listening carefully to you. Great job on air yesterday with John Lindo and Bob Ike. You said Judge Davis at Aqueduct, and the Wind Mutual, $26.40. Congratulations, John.
Thanks, Mike. The horse ran well. Ortiz gave him a terrific ride, and we were right for a change.
your batting average is pretty darn good, John. Listen, today at Santa Anita, we've got 10 races, and you know, a couple of Breeders' Cup preps. The Zenyatta, really not much of a bettable race. Let's just be candid. We've got five fillies, and now we're messed up again, Elise. I don't know if we went back to the other mic or what happened here, but that's encouraging. We're testing it out right now, John. But anyway, this fillies and mares at 1/16. That goes as the seventh. Bob Baffert has three of them in there, and then Jeff Mullins and Doug O'Neill. Bob's got the 3-2 morning line favorite in Richie. Speaking of Bob Baffert, he knocked down his ninth career win in the Goodwood. Originally the Goodwood, then the Awesome again, now back to the Goodwood with a long shot, Nevada Beach under Mike Smith, returning $19 to win. The Zenyatta goes as the seventh. The Santa Anita Sprint Championship, a good race. And, John, you look at this race, you got to be handicapping intentions. Who's really wanting to do what at this point in time? This is a big, big Breeders' Cup win and you're in challenge race. We've got last year's Breeders' Cup sprint champion making his first start in a long time for Dan Blacker. Straight No Chaser at 7-5. Dr. Venkman, runner-up in last year's Breeders' Cup sprint. He's got the rail right alongside 3-1 for Mark Glant. We're having both of those guys on near the top of hour two. So a lot to look forward to today, John. A 10-race card again at Santa Anita. The numbers yesterday, $1.4 million on track, and all sources handle $11.6 million at Santa Anita. We've got a new wager. It's called the Sunset Six. I think a lot of people like the fact that it's a low takeout, 15% wager. Starts at Gulfstream, comes out here. The knock on it is it appears to be cannibalizing the regular $1 pick six. So, I don't know, we're tying up money for a lot of hours at a time. Hey, it's only we've got 2 days in the books, so let's sit back and be a little bit patient, evaluate how it goes. But so far the handle has really not been much, but we'll have to wait and see.
It's a disgrace, Mike, to be honest with you. I mean, first of all, they're not promoting
it. I was
properly.
Being diplomatic, John.
Yes, I am, but I'm not.
I know. That's why people love you.
No money in it. There was a carryover, Mike, into it yesterday. They put no money into it. Not only that, they offer the same pick five with some of the races that they're using in the pick six. You're tying money up for so long. John Lindo said it on the air yesterday. They're not getting churn out of all that money that's tied up for 4 hours. I don't think it's going to last long. Go back to the coast-to-coast pick five or whatever it was. People were putting money into that. But by adding this other bet, listen, they bet there was a carryover. They bet no money into it. So I don't see the life of this bet really lasting much longer, to be honest with you. And listen, they made a mistake. Try something else. This was not a good idea.
Yeah. John, I will tell you this. We're dealing with a corporate structure, and racing is certainly not the only enterprise where you have corporate structure and things go amiss. I mean, we think of Bud Light. We think of Cracker Barrel and so on. But I can tell you this. This has been a huge source of frustration with the folks in the racing office for some time now. They just get overruled by people who, quite frankly, don't really know that much, apparently, about the menu and the psychology of getting the momentum going through the card and so on and so forth. That's about all I'm going to say, John.
I don't think they have gamblers making the decisions, Mike. You know, it's more like corporate and all the guys with the fancy diplomas and everything else.
Perhaps hipsters.
Why don't you get a gambler Yeah, okay. Why don't you get a gambler in there that knows what's going on and knows the beat of the players and what they have in mind and what they want? You know, that's the right thing to do.
Right.
And by the way, back to Paco Lopez for 1 minute, Mike.
Yeah.
The guy got a suspension, and he went to appeal the suspension, and Heisa overruled the – I mean, this is still America, isn't it? I mean, you're allowed to appeal if you think you were wrongly accused of something. But what's good about it is the trainers are really standing up to Heisa. If you listen to David Fawkes' interview yesterday after he won that race down the hill,
the NED.
He was giving all the credit to Paco Lopez because they interviewed him and they asked him, did you tell Ayuso how to ride this horse? He said, no, Paco Lopez gets the full credit. Paco Lopez called him, told him what the horse liked to do and not do. So, you know, and then Derek Ryan is claiming that he wasn't running in the Breeders' Cup, but as Bruce Finkelstein pointed out yesterday, he made this decision a long time ago. He was never going to the Breeders' Cup, but at least he got to stick up for Paco Lopez, so not such a bad idea.
Well, Derek Ryan's the guy that trains Bookham Dano, and Bruce Finkelstein weighed in on that yesterday with John and Bob, and I think Bruce is 100% right because I don't know Derek Ryan, but he was already on the record bemoaning the Breeders' Cup being held again at Del Mar in a short stretch. Well, I just say, Derek, please, you don't have to go that deep into the archives. Sierra Leone, why don't you give Mark Glad a call and ask him how short the stretch is? He suffered, I mean, as tough a beat as you ever will several years back with Dr. Shivel when Wayne Catalano's Aloha West came and nailed him right on the money from the clouds. That's nonsense. So I just wish Derek would just dig into the stats, not that deep, and he'll find out you can win at Del Mar from off the pace. It's well documented.
He won at Saratoga from off the pace, and for years people said you couldn't do that either. So, you know, listen, if you want an excuse not to run, you could find a million excuses. But when you have a terrific horse, just be happy, go home, and thank your lucky stars, and no need for the extra nonsense that goes with it.
And John, just for the record, I've had several people, myself, I'm watching FanDuel yesterday, and they ran some video from the box seat area at Todd Trupp and Kurt Hoover, and Todd's voicing it, and they show Eddie and Juanita De La Husa in the box that they've used for many years. They now live back in their native Louisiana. But I was thinking, man, I didn't know Eddie was coming out here. It really caught me off guard. So I called Eddie's best friend. His name is Ray Sabil, one of the most recent members of the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, a winner of more than 4,000 races. Anyway, Ray said, no, he's here. We were at Evangeline together this morning, meaning yesterday. So it confused some people, myself included. Eddie D was not at Santa Anita yesterday. So just to kind of clear that up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
they made it look like he was there, that's for sure.
Well,
I guess that's the magic of television.
It was confusing, you know, so I just want to pass it along. I don't think Ray would be that wrong. He knows who he was with yesterday morning, half a continent away, right?
I would think so.
Yeah, most definitely. Okay, John, let's go to, I believe, Aqueduct. It's called Belmont at Aqueduct. Big winner yesterday, Judge Davis at $26 and change. Who do you like today?
Well, actually, Mike, we're going to go to Churchill Downs for the first of our two radio plays. And it comes in the third race today. And I really like a horse in here, Mike. Everybody from Southern California knows this horse, number 6, Brazenly. He's a 7-year-old gelding who was privately purchased by Gary Barber and Eddie Wachtel since his last race. He gets a barn switch today to William Walden. He gets a rider switch to Irad Ortiz. But what I like most about this horse, Mike, he's running a flat mile, one turn at Churchill Downs. I think this horse is going to absolutely love this distance. It's not two turns. You know, he's a closer, and I think he's getting a great setup in here. 9-2 on the morning line. Number 6, Brazenly, wins today's third race out of Churchill Downs.
Well, anytime you can get 9-2 with IRAD, that's worth taking a shot at. Post time for race 3, 1:43 Eastern. And tell us about the website, jonhardwon.com.
Okay, just one last thing, Mike. It's closing day at Churchill, so they have a mandatory payout in their pick 6, and I believe it's $240,000 going into today, so it's going to get up there. Yeah, it's closing day. It's a 20-cent jackpot bet. But listen, the money's sitting there, so it's free money in the pool today. JONHARDON.com, three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Belmont at Aqueduct, Churchill, and Santa Anita Selection.
Pick six today at Churchill, races 5 through 10, and race 5 at Churchill, slated for 2:45 Eastern. John, let's get lucky in the third, and we'll talk to you on the back end of the show, bring you out Santa Anita.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All right, and right now we're really honored to be joined by a truly great trainer. I think he's a great friend, and he had a great win a week ago yesterday back at Parks. His name is John Sheriff. You might know the name Zenyatta. Of course, Giacomo, upset winner of the Kentucky Derby back around about 2005, but he's making time for us right now. Hey, John, good morning, and great to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Hey, Mike, thank you for having me.
Well, listen, you know, Baeza, to me, he's such an exciting horse, and to read the account of your win back there by the publicity staff, I'm sorry I forget the guy's name, but he just captured the moment. He said you looked up to the sky with a clenched fist. They showed you in the paddock before the race. You were at the Colt's Head. He can be a handful. You know it. You've just invested so much time and effort in trying to get the most out of him. He's run against the best. He's faced Sovereignty 3 times. You've knocked heads with journalism, but he finally knocked down that grade one, a week ago yesterday there in the Pennsylvania Derby. Tell us about Baeza, how he came out of it, and how you thought he won. I thought he was awesome.
Yeah, no, that was you're right, Mike. It was really gratifying, exciting, and I was really so excited when he won the race and he passed the finish line. I did that. I just was it was one of the most exciting races I've witnessed, really, for me as a trainer.
You rated it up there with some of what Zenyatta did. That's beyond a big statement, John, but I know you meant it.
Yeah, no, you know, when you like you work on them and you see them develop and you know that it's there, it's going to happen, but you don't know when, and you don't know little things that might get in your way. And, you know, in grade one racing, you need a little bit of luck somewhere in the race, right? Things have to happen in a certain sequence so your horse has the opportunity to win. And I thought Hector gave him a really good ride and didn't, you know, never found any trouble. And Baeza got to the outside and kicked it, and it was just an exciting race for us.
Hector Berrios, and talk about the fact he is a late foal. Is that any factor, do you think, in the way things are shaking out right now, late in his three-year-old year?
You know, now he's, that was his fourth trip across country. So when he went to the Derby, he didn't know anything, and that's he was kind of like, oh, okay, we're doing this. We're in a different track. But, you know, I'm doing the same thing I do every day at Santa Anita. But after the Derby, because that was an eye-opener for him, right, he was pretty excited for a while, and it took him a long time to settle and then get his composure back in the training. So that was a big step for that experience for him. And then the Belmont was the first time at Saratoga, so for Baeza. So he wasn't really settling in very well. It took him maybe 3 or 4 days to settle in. And finally he was calmed down and he ran. But, it wasn't his best race. But when we went back to the Jim Dandy, it seemed like he suddenly got it. And went to Saratoga that time. And he settled down, and it didn't take him so long to get comfortable and rehydrated and everything. And he ran really well. And that was those were like big steps in his process of maturing. And when you have a late foal, especially middle of the May type foal, you have to err on the side of caution because you don't want to have anything happen that may take away from his ability. So it was just just giving him a little time, letting him see things, but he always had a really nice way of going.
No question.
Probably was. watch. You know, he doesn't pick up his feet very high. He uses all of his stride. And along the way, when he used to carry his head up a little high, and along the way, he learned to drop his head and kind of be a little more stretchy. And those are the little things that he had to develop as they're progressing towards his first race. But now he's like a seasoned veteran, really. He experienced mud in his face, dirt in his face, and none of that stuff bothers him anymore. When he first was running, keep him to the outside. He doesn't like dirt in his face. Well, dirt's no big deal anymore.
Wow.
Those are all little things that horses develop.
John, all of this in total makes him, to me, a very dangerous horse heading into the Breeders' Cup Classic Saturday, November 1 at Del Mar. We've talked about this guy throughout the year that it just seems like he's got upside. The way he won the other day, to me, there's a whole lot left there. I know you agree, but just talk about when you got him back to the barn here at Santa Anita and what your game plan is now heading into that Classic. It'll be here in about 33 days, John.
Yeah. So when he came back to the barn, he ran on Saturday. So today, I gave him a week off. Today was.
When did he get back, John?
He got back Tuesday.
Okay.
So, we gave him a few days, and today was his first day jogging. So, we'll jog him a couple of days, gallop him, and see how things go. One thing about Baeza, throughout his training, distance never seemed to be an issue with him.
Right.
He would always gallop out strong. We never worried about, working him too far because distance was his strength. So I think that remains the same. So the mile and a quarter certainly is not a stretch for Baeza. And now that he knows how to run, Hector was his last two works, Hector was really happy with him because he maintained a straight course. Quite often, he wouldn't run straight. He'd just go to the side, one side, the other side a little bit.
Right.
But now it's because he's really, really focused. So I think he's improved a lot.
I'm gonna put you on the record, John. Can you turn the tables on Sovereignty in the Classic?
Boy, Mike, that's a big one.
Yeah.
But I say yes, right? That's why we're here.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
We're not going to go into the race thinking we're going to run second or third, right?
Yeah.
We want to win the race. And we were within a length of Sovereignty of the Jim Dandy.
Yep.
Now, I read all the clippings about it. Well, he was only 90% ready. Well, I don't think there's a horse that runs in a race up at Saratoga that isn't 100% ready. So I don't particularly buy that one.
You mean you're a skeptic, too? Just like all of my listeners. Hey, John, our time is short. We will be following Baeza very closely heading into the Classic. It's getting exciting. I wanted to ask you about a filly that was entered today, but I meant to call the racing office. Did Delightful Laura draw in today's 10th and final?
Well, they changed the rules on scratch time, so we won't know until 9:30.
Okay. Okay, good.
9:30, day of the race is scratch time now.
You're adding blinkers. Hector knows her well, and to me, you got a confidence builder in her when you were able to come in for a tag. She broke her maiden for 62.5, two starts back, and then really a big second at almost 17-1, first time with winners. You're back at the same condition today. Why the blinker change?
Okay, well, because I forgot to add blinkers the first time. So I had to use the fuzzies for a couple of races, which, they slip and slide and they don't stay there. So this time I remembered to add blinkers.
There you go. All right. Hey, John, thanks for your time. Wishing you all the best, certainly with Baeza. Heading into that Breeders' Cup Classic Saturday, November 1, right down the road in Del Mar. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
You bet. John Sheriff's with us. Before we go to break, I wanted to get a good friend on. I've known him for so many years, and Frank Miramati gave him the appropriate props before the first race opening day of this autumn meet at Santa Anita on Friday.
His name is Jay Cullen. He's off injured reserve, and he's back full strength now, doing his thing before every race out on the racetrack. Jay, good morning. On behalf of all the fans, welcome back, buddy.
Thank you very much. It was felt really, really good to go back.
I bet it did. I know you so well, and you've always been energized by the people, by the interaction. Even though we don't get the crowds that we used to, you still have people coming up to you. You play songs for various groups, and the little kids get a kick out of it. And I know, hey, beyond the dollar amount, I don't want to discount that, but you really get a kick out of the people, don't you?
That's what gives me the energy, the whole job. It's kind of like, well, I don't like to compare it to cocaine because I've never even seen cocaine, but it's the energy rush must be the same thing. When I get out to perform, it's like, oh, I just love it. I forget about all the work that has gone into it.
Yeah.
I told my wife, I said, that's it. I'm going to retire. I said, I'm tired of practicing because there's a lot of practicing. That's the
I know.
Thing that I, that's the work. Nobody sees me. No one has ever seen me work.
Every day of your life. Yep.
They never see it because once I'm performing, I'm just having fun.
Yeah.
Going to work is just so much fun. I come alive. And I said, oh, I think I'll stop. That's enough. And she's like, oh, yeah, right. She says, you wouldn't know what to do with yourself.
No, and you would be in divorce court real soon. She needs to get your ass out of the house and get working, keep working, right?
Well, I'm surprised it hasn't already happened. she's not a fan of trumpet playing. She can't stand it.
Oh.
She's like, oh. And she's like, if you're not practicing, you're talking about practicing.
Yeah.
And when I go to sleep at night, I'm playing songs. My fingers are like,
yeah.
It's like, stop practicing.
Well.
But I just came alive again. So the thing is, I'm not sick. I don't have any health issues. Everything works perfectly except for my back.
Yeah.
And the doctor kind of thought, one of the things, I spent years backpacking.
I know.
And
how many times have you been to the Mount Whitney Summit?
I did it twice.
Twice? That's two more than I'm ever going to do it. Jay, my time is really short. Last thing.
Okay.
In addition to the music, I mean, you're a magician. You tell jokes. I've known a lot of guys very funny over the years. Frank Miramonte, certainly one of them. He was a class clown in his youth. I got to ask you, was that Jay Cullen as a young lad in school, or were you pretty respectful?
It was a combination of both.
Okay.
I was kind of the class clown a little bit, but I was also performing.
Yeah.
I started doing magic in seventh grade, and by eighth grade I was doing it professionally. But I was playing the trumpet. I wasn't a comedian. Well, most people say I'm still not a comedian, but that started to come out about the fifth year of the job at the track.
Yeah.
And that's when it turned into that spot. And just to let people know, I'm not going in today. I got home last night, and that was planned. I thought I can do 2 days. I ate dinner, and I've been sleeping since about 8 o'clock last night. It was just a little bit tiring.
All right, Jay,
so
listen.
Thank you, Mike. We'll look forward to us getting together again, having lunch.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me on. I'm so happy to be back. I can't
Jay Cullen is back, but he's taking a pass today. Got to get his legs freshened up. We'll see you Friday at Santa Anita. Thank you so much, Jay Cullen. Late on the break, Elise. We're going to take it right now. Coming back strong. Going to be heading down to Carlsbad. Say hello to John Lindo. Orlando Gutierrez going to be showcasing a big night tonight at Los Alamitos. Don't forget, top of the next hour, trainer Mark Glatt, followed by trainer Dan Blacker. And then we're going to have Andy Harrington talking about some of these horses off the bench today. Don't go away.
Got into a fight. Well, I feel so broken. I want to go home.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile track is maintained to the highest standards under the supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, our newest stallion addition, Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Om Enjoy, and Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com. Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading rider Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna at Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting a best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My name's Mike Willman. Let's get down to Carlsbad right now and say hello to John Lindo. Hi, John. Good morning.
Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
Good. I just want to correct myself. I mistakenly noted that Dr. Vinkman was a runner-up in last year's Breeders' Cup Sprint. He didn't run in it. He ran in the Pacific Classic August of 24. Then he was off the rest of the year. I had him, Mark Glack, kind of mixed up with Dr. Shivel a few years back. So my apologies. Dr. Vinkman is in the sprint if they opt to go, having won the Grade 2 Pat O'Brien going 7-8. He's got the rail today in the Santa Anita Sprint Championship. John, right alongside him is going to be last year's Breeders' Cup Sprint winner, Straight No Chaser. This horse hasn't run since April 5th in Dubai, so it's going to be interesting.
It will. And first of all, Mike, Dr. Bankman, when he won the Pat O'Brien, he got a win, and you're in for the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. That race is a
That's right, for the
mile race.
Sorry about that.
That's right. But if he wins today, it'll obviously give him an option for the sprint. Straight No Chaser comes off the layoff, and he drew a tough post. He's in post two, but there's a ton of speed to his outside, and Speedboat Beach and wound up. So he better be dead fit coming into this off the layoff, because he won't get any breathers there. He's going to have to come out of there running with Johnny Velasquez. It's an interesting race, and, you know, you've got Bob Baffert sitting. He supplemented Imagination, who drew the outside post. He might fall into a really nice stocking trip in this race.
John, I want to ask you, I was going to run this by Dan Blacker later also. Straight No Chaser, he doesn't have to win today to get into the sprint, does he?
I don't think so. You know, winning that race in Saudi earlier in the year ought to give him the qualifications. So I would think he would probably, and being the defending champ, doesn't hurt either. So I would think he would probably get in either way. But obviously, you want to come into the Breeders' Cup in good form. So
if he doesn't win, I
would think he'd have to run a good race either way.
Exactly. That's my feeling as well. You know, Christina Blacker, Dan's wife, did a good job explaining this yesterday on FanDuel, stating that the horses that qualify vis-a-vis having won the Breeders' Cup win and you're in races around the country, they're obviously in. The rest of them, there's a committee that reviews everything, graded earnings. John, you make a good point, recent form and so on. The fact that Straight No Chaser is the defending champ, I think if he runs well, they're good, wouldn't you think?
Oh, I would think so. Absolutely, yeah. So, but it's an important race on a lot of levels for Straight No Chaser today.
John, we always talk about the cowbreds, and we should. Big news out about the increased maiden bonus program starting December 26th at Santa Anita. They're going to be in play throughout the year. Santa Anita, Del Mar, summer and fall, and then Los Alamitos as well. So that's all very good news.
Right, starting with the December meet at Santa Anita, if you win a maiden special weight, whether it be a restricted maiden special weight, an open, or a cowbred, the winners of that race, if you have a cowbred, is going to be a $12,500 bonus. That bonus moves up to $15,000 during the Del Mar summer meet next year. And for the fall meet next year at Del Mar, the bonus will be $12,500. And next year at Los Alamitos, all their thoroughbred meets, that bonus will be $10,000. So that's a good thing. And you know, the sales prices were up a little bit at the Facing Tipton sale for the cowbred yearlings on Tuesday. So, again, another positive sign.
And, John, we're looking for positive signs, looking for good news. We got some on Thursday, day before opening day of Santa Anita's fall meet. Word out from the TOC, I got a text from the TOC's Bill Nader on Thursday morning. It said Santa Anita will continue with the new policy and cut off CAW wagering at 2 minutes to post. That's the win wagers. And that's very welcome news indeed. And, you know, Del Mar, they took that first step after the first 2 weeks of the meet, and Santa Anita is following suit now. It was announced this past Thursday.
You know, it was in play yesterday, Mike. Reef Runner, who won the Eddie D, if you looked at the will pace, he figured to be about 3-1 when the gates opened. He was sitting out in 5-6-1, and he went off at 5-1. You didn't see that late drop in odds. that had been so familiar before they started this cutoff point.
Right.
And so there's been a couple situations where the you got overlays on the win prices. The numbers didn't adjust down to what the will plays were looking at. And that's, you just want a fair shake.
That's welcome news. It is.
Exactly.
Not everything's the way we would like it, but this is a big step. And I agree with Bill Nader. Hey, let's concentrate on victories. You're not going to win them all right away. But Reef Runner, as you noted, off at 5.5-1. Now, there was a horse that got pounded late on opening day Friday, but Tom Quigley pointed out, you know, in articulate fashion on X, that this was a case of a apparently an express bet player had bet 3,500 to win very late, and it moved the odds from, 16-1 down to 7-1. Is that correct, John?
Yeah, something like that. But that was a one-off situation. If you look at the entire, you know, the 19 races that have been run so far, what you see at 2 minutes to post is pretty much what you're getting, at least at the gate.
Yeah. Listen, let's talk South Point as well. Great supporters of the show. By the way, folks, if you get up to the South Point, the Lindo Report is there. Steve Johnson, he runs the show in the race book. Give him a call toll-free at 866-780-RACE or 780-7223 and tell him you heard about it here on Thoroughbred LA. He'll get you the horse player rate. Steve's 1-2 now as far as the NFL goes, John, but he's trying to right the ship today. He says, go ahead and take the Rams here at home at Hollywood Park -3.5 against the Colts.
Well, I tell you what, they got robbed last week on that field goal at the end of the ball game with Philadelphia.
That was tough. Yeah.
So they've got a little motivation to get back into gear, although the Colts are playing good football right now.
And, yep.
You know, they've got the viewing parties at the South Point on Mondays for Monday Night Football. You've got the baseball playoffs starting on Tuesday. College football's in full swing. It's a great time to get out there. You know, the temperatures are back under the 100-degree marker out there, so it's really good. And get out to the South Point, spend a few days, play some races, bet some sports, and try the restaurants. You're going to like it.
In terms of the NFL, Steve told me the biggest move through yesterday afternoon was the Lions against the Browns. The Lions had been -8.5. Apparently, they're now -10, according to Steve. Let's get to it, Steve. John, who do you like for radio today?
I'm going to go to that mandatory payout at Churchill Downs in that 20-cent Derby City 6, Mike. I'm going to go to race number 7. Number 6, Don't Mind If I Do, didn't run a bad race at Kentucky Downs on the grass last time. Previous start, the debut on the dirt at Ellis Park was good. Gets back on dirt today, a slight drop into an expensive maiden claimer. I think he gets a good stocking trip in here. 9-2 on the program, number 6. Don't Mind If I Do, race number 7, Churchill Downs.
And last thing, our good friend Pete Perella at Legacy Ranch, he's also got a stake in the Derby Room. They hosted what was called the California Yearling Sale, run by Facing Tipton this past Tuesday. And Pete wrote a pretty big check over there, John.
He bought the sales topper. He bought hip number 193, a Corniche filly. This is his first crop. And this is a half-sister to Carmelita's Man, who the cowbred who was so good out here for trainer Dean Peterson for so many years. And I think he bought more than one. He bought a couple out there, but he also bought the sales topper. So good luck to Pete and Evelyn Pereira. I know the filly will get the right start. Terry Knight will get her started up at Legacy Ranch.
And $250,000 was the amount on that filly by Corniche out of a half-sister to Carmelita, first dam producing Carmelita's Man. So this filly, a half sister to an earner of nearly $630,000. John, encourage people to go to legacyranch.com. They've got an outstanding stallion roster for next year. Forbidden Kingdom, Aum is new, Clubhouse Ride, of course, perennial leader here in California. Straight Fire, can't say enough about the job they do, as they say, from conception to starting gate at Legacy Ranch.
Great job. If you have a chance, you've never seen a working horse farm, make an appointment and go up there and see how things are done. You're going to be impressed.
Give Terry Knight a call, folks, 510-928-4980. John, thanks so much. Have a great day.
You got it. Good luck, Mike.
All right, let's get down Cotello a little bit late here. Say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. heads up the operation there at Los Alamitos. Orlando, good morning. You've got eight tonight. You get underway at 6:15, and you got a pick six carryover of $9,600.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. Yeah, we ended up with a carryover close to what we usually put in the $10,000 promo. But the carryover, that word carryover just carries so much weight, and I'm sure it's going to be the total handle is going to be a little bit higher than even when we put in that $10,000 promotional addition to the Pick Six pool. So we're looking forward to what should be a nice carryover. We have some solid cards, some really good allowance featuring quarter horses on the back end. Race number seven, for example, is really, really interesting. We have a horse from the Northwest arriving here at Los Alamitos to make his racing local debut here, undefeated in four starts, a stakes winner at Emerald Downs, won a Grants Pass as well, facing Beyond Repair, who posted the fastest qualifying time to the Kindergarten Futurity and is a stakes winner here, and also Unmarked, who won the Los Alamitos claiming Futurity. This horse from the Paul Jones barn on that night got claimed for $16,000, so comes back for new connections after a nice victory. So it's a pretty interesting race. Race number seven, one of the final races in what should be a really good pick six.
And that horse from Seattle is Jess FYI, number two. Yes. Post time for that, 9:03. And, you know, you got a champion in race eight tonight.
Yeah, exactly. That's Jessica Cruz, the champion age mare last year. A very versatile runner. Wins at every distance here at Los Alamitos. Will win at 110 yards. That shows her quickness. Will win a grade two event at 400 yards. That just shows the determination, how well she finishes. But so far this year, it's been a little bit of a different kind of year for her. She has struggled a little bit. They did breed her, and you know how that goes after they breed these mares. Don't always come back the same right away. But trainer Elena Andrade thinks that she's getting better and better as the season goes on. And this distance, 220 yards, she feels will showcase her quickness. She's 3-1 on the morning line, facing some really, really good males. But if she goes back to that quickness that she showed last year, she'll be really tough in this race number eight.
John, before we get your best bet, you got a lot going on day and night this coming Saturday there at Los Alamitos.
Yeah, big weekend coming up. It's the Los Alamitos Equine Sale, our annual sale of this quarter horse yearlings. It begins at noon on Saturday. It'll actually go 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. And some of the top breeders nationally will be here. Burns Ranch, who is an AQHA champion breeder, he brings a tremendous consignment. Favorite Cartel, the tremendous sire, is represented well. And, of course, Dr. Allred's Rolling A Ranch with that tremendous group of broodmares that he owns. A lot of sisters and brothers to big-time champions, sister to London Toby, for example, brothers to Circle City and Nomadic, who were big-time graded winners here at Los Alamitos. And then at night, the racing action is going to be tremendous. Trials of the Golden State Million Futurity. Some of the big names that we'll see include greatest stakes winners, Just I'm Worth It, who won the Ed Burke, a new arrival, the Political Twist, and local stakes winners, Beautiful and Mayor Humdinger. Those are just few of the two-year-olds that will be in action. We think we'll have about 11 to 12 trials. So it's a big, big night all around. A big day to start off with the equine sale.
Okay, you get underway tonight at 6:15. Can we make some money, Orlando?
I'm going to go back to that race number eight that I mentioned, and I'm going to go with the four. He's a good reason. 7-2 on that morning line. Really nice runner. Had a super workout getting prepared for his local debut back in August. Then came back and showed as much quickness, as much speed as we've seen from He's a Good Reason. Like I mentioned, a lot of quick runners here. The three, Special to Corona, has been gelded since last start, but he always tends to kind of break in. That's going to be trouble for Jessica Cruz. She'll need to be really quick. I think that gives the four, He's a Good Reason, a good opening. I'm going to go with He's a Good Reason at 7-2 on the morning line in race number eight.
And post for that at 9:31 Pacific. Thanks so much, Orlando. We'll see you tonight at Los Alamitos.
Appreciate it, Mike. Have a great day.
You as well. We'll hit our final break this hour. Matthew DeSantis back with us today on behalf of Naira Betts. Don't forget, trainers Mark Glatt, Dan Black are going to be talking Santa Anita Sprint Championship, top of the next hour. Stay with us.
Angels Radio.
AM 870.
8:30.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing action at the track of Sunsets and Stars. And always a full lineup of the top runners in California. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Plus, racing fans, Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. And just around the corner on Saturday, October 4th, we'll host the trials to the Grade 1 Golden State Million Futurity featuring the nation's top juveniles. Grade 1 Ed Burke Million Futurity winner, Jess I'm Worth It, and Futurity winners Beautiful and Mayor Humdinger are among the possible top contenders. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse. Join us for the trials at the Golden State Million on Saturday, October 4th.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Kimo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleKimo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Kimo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
But now we realize.
Hi, folks. Very brief segment. Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts just texted over. He said, go to race 7 today, Belmont at the Big A Aqueduct. Race 7, number 1, Jadar Linja, I believe the name. Jockey Manny Franco riding for Miguel Clement. First-time starter, a 2-year-old filly by Curlin, out of a half-sister to a first-out maiden winner this past summer on dirt. And Matt advises Manny Franco on fire right now at this meet, Belmont at Aqueduct. 6-1 on the morning line. Number 1, Jadar Lingia in race 7. Post for that, 4:09 Eastern. Going to step aside. Stay with us, trainer Mark Glatt, right out of the show open. Then trainer Dan Blacker, private clocker Andy Harrington. A whole lot of shows straight ahead.
Preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 3 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimos, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing action at the track of Sunsets and Stars. And always a full lineup of the top runners in California. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Plus, racing fans, Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. And just around the corner on Saturday, October 4th, we'll host the trials to the Grade 1 Golden State Million Futurity featuring the nation's top juveniles. Grade 1 Ed Burke Million Futurity winner, Jess I'm Worth It, and Futurity winners Beautiful and Mayor Humdinger are among the possible top contenders. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse. Join us for the trials at the Golden State Million on Saturday, October 4th.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you.
The Rags and Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's The Rags and Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because TwinSpires tournaments are available in the app. Play Peters cash games to go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contest in the country, all from the palm of your hand. TwinSpires tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the TwinSpires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose, Rising.
Has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilkin. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Nighttime Quarter Horse Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come see America's fastest athlete under the lights every Saturday and Sunday night. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, stakes producing Om and Clubhouse Ride. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jersey. Once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. Hour two, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Don't want to waste any time. Get up to Santa Anita and say hello to a very busy guy, one of the top trainers certainly in America right now, Mark Glad. Hey, Mark, good morning. Thanks for taking time for us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Wanted to talk to you about Dr. Venkman. We talked to you about this horse at Del Mar. Umberto Rispoli was able to work out the right trip last time out from the rail. I know you'd rather not be there again because he really doesn't like running inside horses. But, you know, if you win this race, you're assured a fees paid berth into the Breeders' Cup Sprint. You've already got one into the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. Just talk about your approach coming into this race with about 33 days to go to the Breeders' Cup.
Yeah, you know, actually the fees being paid into the sprint, if that's what we elect to do, is not, you know, our primary concern here. You know, I'm just under the belief and feel like that these Breeders' Cup horses will run their best on Breeders' Cup weekend if they have a race, you know, four or five weeks out from the race. Mm-hmm. And if we didn't run today, we would be sitting on 60-plus days. You know, and like I said, I just would rather go in with a recent race,
right,
into either one of those two races.
So are you leaning one way or the other at this point? I know you want to see how the good doctor runs today, but is it 60-40, or where are you at now as you look at both races potentially?
Well, I think a lot of it depends upon what happens today, and then I think it depends upon, you know, how each of these races are going to shape up. You know, there may be one that's we feel, at least on paper going in, is a little easier than the other. And
right,
that will ultimately make our decision, but there's a lot of moving parts. There could be more defections before that day. And I think we're probably 50-50 at the moment, you know, as to which race we would run in.
Yeah. Now, I mean, you were 3-1, 2 back, and he ran kind of a dull fourth in the Bing Crosby, and we talked to when we were at Del Mar about, you know, how he was kind of just forced down inside throughout there. You got the right trip in the Pat O'Brien. Looking at potential race shape today, it looks like there is a ton of speed outside of both you and Straight No Chaser. And I hope, I got to believe you're hoping that kind of let the field kind of string out a little bit going into the far turn, and Umberto can pick his way through.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, we can't count on a dream trip like you got last time. You know, that's just not going to happen two times in a row, more than likely. So there is a lot of speed in the race, like you mentioned. It does set up for a horse that's going to come from a little off of it. I think the question is can Umberto angle out, not give up too much ground, but get him off of the inside? Because I don't imagine Johnny V is going to come off the rail and let him up inside. You know, this horse, he doesn't really, you know, not run when he's stuck inside of horses.
Right.
He just doesn't accelerate. So, he just kind of holds his position, but he's just hesitant to, you know, to finish as strongly unless he's kind of in the clear. And I think we saw that last time.
Right.
When the rail opened up perfectly, you know, he's really accelerated and finished up nicely. You know, so I don't know what will happen today for sure, how the race will play out. You know, I've gone over it with Umberto. He has an good understanding of the horse and, mm-hmm, you know, what we're trying to accomplish. So we'll see if, the speed doesn't, you know, go quickly early and the field kind of spread apart, and maybe you can get him off that inside and find a lane without being too terribly wide.
You mentioned Johnny V. That would be Velasquez, one of the all-time greats. He's on Straight No Chaser, the defending Breeders' Cup Sprint Champion. This race goes at 5:08 today. There's going to be tremendous interest in this race, parimutuelly, and also looking at where these horses might go from here with the Breeders' Cup on the immediate horizon. Mark, I thank you for your time. You've got four in today. I wanted to ask you about two other horses. What about on the fourth race, Yellow Sundress? You get back to a turf sprint today, and you stick with Kent DeSormo. Talk about your approach here at 4-1 on the morning line in race four.
Yeah, well, we found out, you know, she's kind of an in-betweener. Probably, ideally, I'd like to run her off the hill, and maybe we'll get that opportunity sometime down the road. But we found out 5/8 was probably a little too short for her. It is for most horses. It's not a great race for most horses. And being stuck at Del Mar in the summer, you know, you only have two options. You're either going 5/8 or a mile or further. So we thought we would try her a mile. And she actually ran her best career by her going a mile the other day. But what I took from the race was, you know, and oftentimes a horse's first route is their best route.
Right.
You know, she ran well. We were pleased with the effort. But I think she's a one-turn horse at the end of the day. She'll be dead fit coming off of a mile race back to a sprint. And I'd say she has a, you know, pretty good shot if we can negotiate a good trip. Kent got along with her well and rode her well. And I would expect that the same will happen today. And hopefully she's good enough.
Mark, want to jump to the 10th. You got a filly. She made her U.S. debut, kind of ambitious off the airplane. She was 11-1 in the Grade 1 Del Mar Oaks. And, hey, She picked it up through the lane from way back, and looking at her at her English form, that's the way she likes to do it. You're into a condition allowance today, and you cut back a furlong here to a flat mile. With the race under her belt, you've got Hector Berrios re-engaged. What do you make of take-a-breath chances in race 10?
Well, these Euros, you know, 9 out of 10 of them, just they don't leave the gate here the first time, and the U.S. starts a lot of times. It seems like it takes them a start to kind of get acclimated to, you know, how the horses leave the gate here in the U.S. And she was typical. She did not break very well, and, you know, probably was back further than we, you know, hadn't, you know, would have liked. But she still ran on. She ran extremely well. We were very pleased with the effort. She will have to break better today. I anticipate she will, because it is only a flat mile. And, you know, she needs a clean trip and hopefully at least a reasonable pace up front. And if she duplicates her race in the Del Mar Oaks, I would expect her to be very tough to beat.
Interesting. And she's 5-2 on the morning line. Hey, Mark, thanks so much for your time. I'm hoping you get a good trip today with Dr. Venkman, a horse with a lot of ability. And then it's going to be interesting to see where you might go when we get down to Del Mar that first weekend in November. Thanks so much, and good luck today, Mark.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet. As advertised, now we're joined by trainer Dan Blacker up at Santa Anita. Hey, Dan, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Good. I know you're as anxious as anybody to get Straight No Chaser back on the racetrack in the afternoon. A winner of last year's Breeders' Cup Sprint, Johnny Velasquez, out here to once again ride. You won a $2 million sprint in Saudi, two back on February 22nd. And then, you know, things didn't go well in Dubai, April 5th. He's been idle since. Tell us what's been going on with him in the interim.
Yeah, well, two things, really. Obviously, a poor performance in Dubai was very uncharacteristic. There were a multitude of factors that I'm not going to go into that we think are responsible for that. And getting back to the U.S., I wanted to just give him some time to get over that trip. It knocked him back a little bit. And, you know, we just want to give him ample time. Secondly, after a poor performance like that, I wanted to run him back in California for his next start and at 6 furlongs, just to take away all the variables. So we know those two things is what is best at. So really there were only two options, Bing Crosby or Santa Anita Sprint. And as the year progressed, he just wasn't quite ready for the Bing Crosby. So this was the next option. That's pretty much as simple as you want to make it.
And Dan, you know, your wife, Christina, I thought did a great job on FanDuel yesterday explaining the situation with horses that maybe don't have a Breeders' Cup win in your end to their credit this year, and how a Breeders' Cup committee determines, you know, who's going to run and so on. I think if you run well, you're in, right, in terms of the Breeders' Cup sprint?
The Saudi race was the win and you're in, so we don't need to worry about
that. Well, that takes care of that.
But to be honest, like, I've just been focusing on this race. You know, I just want to make sure the horse runs back to his old form, which it seems like he's training as like he should. And
right.
Been focused on the race today for the last few months. And, you know, I mean, we'll talk tomorrow about what's next.
Understood. In looking at the race on paper, you got a lot of speed to your outside, Dan.
Yeah, I think Strainer Chase is the fastest. So, I mean, if he breaks as sharp as he normally does, I mean, if you go back and watch, you know, his Breeders' Cup
race, he's quick.
He was a length ahead of everyone out of the gate. And then Johnny, because he's such a good rider, he just got the horse to relax and settle back off the horses that wanted to go. And yeah, we don't have that advantage today of being outside, which I would have preferred. But, you know, it doesn't take away the fact that he's still the fastest and, you know, on his day. So I'm not saying we're going to be gunning for the lead. I'm just saying, you know, he's got the speed to be on the lead if Johnny decides that's what's best to do from that post.
Right. Dan, you guys have done a great job with this horse. You've given him time when it's been warranted. You know, he's by a son of champion sprinter Spitestown out of the Johannesburg mare. This will be his 13th start today as a full horse at age six. Really hoping you get an A-list effort and then on to defend your title there Saturday, November 1 at Del Mar. Thanks so much for the time, and a lot of anticipation brewing heading into ninth race post time at 5:08 Pacific. Thanks so much, Dan.
Thanks a lot. Anytime.
Appreciate it very much. We'll stay at Santa Anita, but we're heading up to the grandstand. Going to check in with private clocker Andy Harrington on behalf of NationalTurf.com. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, I don't know if you heard Dan Blacker there. Obviously, he's got the defending Breeders' Cup Sprint Champion, Straight No Chaser. First things first, how has this horse look to you as he readies for a comeback off a long layoff?
Yeah, he's looked good every drill. He's got progressively better and better. He looks good in the flesh. This isn't really a knock. He feels to me about 90% cranked up, which is, you know, which makes sense. You want to run in the big dance in about 5 weeks in Del Mar in the Breeders' Cup. So, you know, there's nothing to knock except for the fact that I don't think all the screws are tightened, and he might be vulnerable today. He's obviously the class and the speed and everything is in his favor as far as stuff on paper, but you know that would be my only trepidation about the horse today.
Andy, want to ask you about Mr. Baffert and a horse by the name of Speedboat Beach. So this is a 5-year-old full horse. He too has, you know, had some gaps, taking his time. He's won 4 out of 9 starts, over $500,000 in earnings. He was bet to favoritism, you know, at Del Mar. He hadn't run since May 1 at Churchill. He showed speed and then got tired. We see a couple of bullet works on his tab since he's run, most recently September 22nd at Santa Anita, 59-2, the best of 52 that morning. If this horse, with the race to his credit at Del Mar, is on his game, where does he factor in today in the Santa Anita Sprint Championship?
Last time in the Pat O'Brien, that's always a difficult distance to come off a layoff, no matter who you're talking about.
7/8,
yeah. By Bob Baffert. Yeah, I think I'll excuse that race. Now, saying that, these drills are always, he's always been a great workhorse from day one. You know, he's not the biggest horse in the world. He will show a lot of speed. I think he can put a, I don't know if he can put away the Dan Blacker horse. Has obviously got a ton of speed, but I think he'll show up. He'll certainly run better than he did last time. It's a really wide open race if you take away, if you're trying to beat the Dan Blacker, which I'm always trying to do, you know, the favorite.
Nothing personal. You're trying to beat the favorite. We want to be clear. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Sorry, Mr. Blacker. I thought that he had a big shot in here. There is speed both inside and outside of him. I don't think he's going to clear in here because wound up, I think, will show more speed getting off the grass. And obviously, the Breeders' Cup champion, Straight No Chaser, will show a lot of speed inside. So saying that, I'm confused by the race, to be completely honest with you. I don't know how it's going to shake out. But
right.
Training-wise, there's nothing to knock on Speedboat Beach whatsoever.
Well, you're saying you're confused. I guess I am a little bit too, and that's what makes it a good betting race. You know,
yes.
It doesn't look like there's anything real cut and dried. You're also looking at the fact the big prize is Saturday, November 1, not today, but there's a lot to consider. I'll put it that way. Bob Baffert's short price horse is Imagination. Got a cozy outside box, but hasn't run in a long time since he showed the way early, you know, going a mile and one-eighth in the Grade 2 San Pasquale at Santa Anita on January 25th. They get Juan Hernandez today. Juan was aboard for the maiden victory, as we can see first out, way back January 1st of 2024. But what about Imagination's chances today off a long layoff?
Well, it was terrific, and that was around one turn, albeit 7 furlongs. The drills are typical Bob Baffert. He's been a company every time, trained really excellent as always. He's always been a nice workhorse. He trots really well. I don't know, about 5-2 on the morning line. He'll probably drift up a little bit from that because I think some of these double-digit race horses like Speedboat Beach will come down. So you might get a nice mutual on this horse if you fancy him. You know, he'll fall into his dream trip. I think there's a fair amount of speed lined up, and this horse has got some stalking style around one turn. So I could totally see it. And again, we're both confused by the race.
Yeah,
so I'm going to reiterate my initial observation.
Well, you mentioned the Malibu two back opening day December 26th. Hey, if he runs back to that race, he's a great fit here. One more question in there, and that's the long shot just to his inside for John Sadler. Took him for 80,000 two back. They wheeled him into the Bing Crosby. He was well beaten, but man, he's got a bullet work on September 21st. I'm hoping you saw it. Best of 89 at the distance, 5/8 in 59 and 2. What about Bonick, number 7 in the Santa Anita Sprint Championship?
Yeah, the 59 was really, really good. He galloped out really well. The drill that was terrific that I jumped off the page at me was on August 16th at Del Mar. He got caught up with Nisos, and Nisos had a difficult time getting by him. Nisos was going a longer distance that day, but on August 16th, when he did a minute, he kept ahead in front of Nisos, and I don't know if he was going to let him get by, to be honest with you. And then this horse got up, and the Nisos kind of went on past it down to the 7/8 pole. So, you know, that drill was the one that really jumped out at me. The 59 on the 21st was good, too. I see no reason why I can't turn around the last effort and run a big race in here. Mm-hmm. On his best day, he fits in here. Absolutely.
Okay, now we've completely muddied the waters as far as the ninth, the grade two Santa Anita Sprint Championship. How about a best bet for the listeners today at Santa Anita?
Yeah, well, go to the eighth race, the race before the Sprint Championship. And the number 7 horse in here, Lavender Love, from the Richard Baltus barn, broke his maiden like kind of a nice horse, took to the grass like a duck to water. Easily, it looked a much easier win than it looks on paper. You had those horses, held them at bay without much ask late. He came back with a decent effort. It was a little, first time with winners. Now he comes back on September 15th. She had a 59-1. Terrific drill. Galloped out really well. David Cohen was up. He takes the mount right back. So I've had 5-1 in the eighth race. The number 7 horse, Lavender Love, looked like an interesting proposition.
Post time for that, 4:38 Pacific. Tell us about the website, nationalturf.com, Andy.
Sure. nationalturf.com, you get a workout report, a scouting report on all the horses I've seen with grades, and give you a little information that may be not found in the pages of the racing form. So nationalturf.com.
Andy, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
All right, Mike, thank you.
You bet. Listen, folks, it's here. Before we break, an exciting new enterprise in thoroughbred horse racing. It's called Data Eel. The Data Eel purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting world of horse racing. The Data Eel, sophisticated algorithms, weave a literal ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. Get the Data Eel for your favorite track and have a stress-free, fun day at the races. With the Data Eel, anyone can pick horses that finish in the money. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com, and keep the Data Eel in mind with the Breeders' Cup World Championships coming up October 31 and then Saturday, November 1. We're going to take quick time out, coming back strong here with a red-hot handicapper, Bruce Finkelstein from Las Vegas. Bob Mazursky going to be sharing his thoughts on today's 10-race card and more. Toby Callett, take two with Jonathan Hardoon up near the top of the hour. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women on my mind. 4 that want to own me, 2 that want to stone me once. She's a friend of mine.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile track is maintained to the highest standards under the supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, our newest stallion addition, Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Om Enjoy, and Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
All right.
Welcome back, Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My thanks to the amazing Elise Diaz helping to make things happen here at the Big A in Anaheim, where the Angels tee it up one final time this regular season, 107 start against the Houston Astros. Let's get up to Las Vegas, Nevada, say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How's it going?
Doing well. Boy, it's cooled off here. A little bit of rain overnight around these parts, and I heard you yesterday. It's down in the 80s there in Vegas.
Yeah, we're getting the rain today. When I drove early this morning, it was in the 70s, believe it or not. So it's looking like fall in Las Vegas.
Fine. Yeah, I know you're liking that. Bruce, let's go ahead and get to it. Do you want to go to Churchill for your first selection?
Yeah, it's close to the day at Churchill Downs at this September meet. Let's and there's a mandatory pick six payout, whatever they call that bet there. Let's go to the ninth race, Mike, and let's go to the videotapes on a horse that used to run in Southern California. Number 2, Show of Force, who broke his maiden at Del Mar in July of 24. Fast forward to his last couple of starts. He comes off consecutive second-place finishes. They've kind of changed his running style. He's a horse that used to have some speed. Now they've taken him back. Last out, let's really zero in on that last race. The rider was super conservative. I mean, he did not move on this horse down the backstretch. Reserved, he went in between horses mid-turn at the quarter pole, and that's where the problems start. He got into traffic trouble, nowhere to go. From the quarter pole to the eighth pole, to almost mid-stretch, the rider really couldn't ride him. Finally, he found room way too late. He came down on the inside and was a fast closing second. I thought he was miles the best. Missed by a half length. With a better trip today, he should be very tough to beat. Ninth race, the two, Show of Force, 6-1 on the morning line.
At Churchill Downs, and post time for that, 4:54 Eastern. 10 races today here at Santa Anita. We get underway at 1 o'clock. Bruce, where do you want to go?
Let's go to the 10th and final. A big field, a competitive race at Santa Anita, Mile on the Grass. I like the rail horse, Edge of Molly. Second race in the country. I thought this horse won with an eye-catching off-the-pace score. She really burst away and caught the front runner with a good turn of foot. Would you call it overly aggressive, the management? I kind of think so. They went from a maiden to a grade one at a mile and an eighth. And also, Freysu, who I'm a big fan of, had her way too close to a fast pace. All the speed kind of collapsed in that Del Mar Oaks late. But she ran okay for a mile. I love the turn back in distance, the drop back in against allowance horses. If she runs back to her race two back, she could be very dangerous here. Race 10, the one, Edge of Mali, listed at 5-1 on the morning line.
And post for the 10th and final today in Arcadia, 5:38 Pacific. Bruce, talk about the website, betonbruce.com, and I know you're looking forward to the Breeders' Cup like everybody else.
For sure. It's the best day of race, best couple of days of handicapping during the year. So today we have Santa Anita's full card, last six races at Churchill Downs. We call that the combo platter with audio. Also the best bets today at Santa Anita. Next week, I believe next week, we'll be covering Keeneland. Amazing racing at Keeneland in the fall and spring. We'll be covering that just about every race day also.
Okay, terrific. That's at betonbruce.com. Bruce, always a pleasure. Good luck today wherever you may go.
Take care, my friend.
You bet. Listen, folks, I'm getting a little bit hungry. I don't know about you, but I'm thinking about Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. I stopped by there the other day after the horse sale out at Fairplex Park. They're on the southwest corner of D Street and Foothill in Laverne, just behind In-N-Out Burger and right next to Stater Brothers. Great supporters of the show, and their product is outstanding. Service second to none. Daniel's there just about every single day making it happen. His dad likes to say, quoting Doug O'Neill, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Before we get to Bob Mazursky, fans, let me tell you about a new enterprise that recently joined the thoroughbred horse racing world. It's called Data Yield, and its purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting sport of horse racing. Data Yield, sophisticated algorithms, weave through a literal ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. With Data Yield, anyone can get the thrill of picking horses that finish in the money. The Data Yield is available for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada. Go to datayield.com, that's DATAEEL.com, or go to horseracingsimple.com. We'll keep it simple right now. Go to the phones and say hello as advertised to Bob Mazursky. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Doing well. We haven't talked about Johannes yesterday. He got it done. I think in kind of workmanlike fashion, and that was in the City of Hope Mile. It's on now to the Breeders' Cup Mile. In reading Tim Yachtin's reaction after the race, I think he probably wanted to see a little bit more, but hey, the big money wasn't up yesterday. Odds on, they got it done by a length and a quarter. Your take on the way he ran?
Yeah, I think, you know, it was his second off a layoff. He had a brutal trip in New York, so you just discount that race. He got nothing out of it. So I think that a lot of times they say after a layoff, a horse third race back sometimes is his best. So I have a feeling the real Johannes will show up in the Breeders' Cup Mile. Whether that's good enough to win with the Europeans in the race, we'll see. But I think he'll run really, really well that day.
And Bob, by way of a recap, couple races later, Old Man River, Gold Phoenix, the 7-year-old gelding, fresh off yet another victory at Del Mar. He got it done under Rispoli for trainer Phil D'Amato. What a neat horse. And it's on to the Breeders' Cup again for Gold Phoenix.
Yeah, he's another one. You know, he's always done his best work at Del Mar. He's won that race down there, the Del Mar Handicap, four times now. And people thought maybe he was a little vulnerable coming up to Santa Anita because he hasn't fared as well on this turf course over the years. But he got the job done. Rispoli rode him very well, which is Mm-hmm. Not unusual in a grass race to get a good ride from Rispoli. So,
yeah,
he'll be tough. But, again, you have to deal with those Europeans, and that'll be the difficult part.
I don't know if you heard Andy Harrington and myself, but we were both kind of all over the map looking at today's Santa Anita Sprint Championship because there's so much to consider. Your thoughts?
I like Dr. Menkman. I know he has the rail again, but I think there's so much speed in the race. Straight no chaser. You got Wound Up, who, you know, is getting tested for class, but he is a very fast horse. Speedboat Beach on his best day can show speed. So I think if Dr. Ventman gets the right trip, I think he can get the job done.
But what about Straight No Chaser? Could he be the speed of the speed if Johnny V plays it that way?
He could be. And if he gets loose, then obviously he'll be dangerous. But I don't know. I think he might need one before he's at his best, and I think you'll see his best effort coming up in the Breeders' Cup Sprint.
All right, let's get to it. 10 races today. Where's your best bet?
I'm going to go to the fifth race. I like the inside horse, Little Boom Boom. She comes off a race at Los Al. I think she needed it. Steve Miotti wheels her back rather quickly. I think she'll improve off that race in race five. So number one, Little Boom Boom.
With the apprentice, Welfine Oranta is aboard. By the way, owned in part by Terry Lovinger. I mentioned the sale out at Facing Tipton. He had the second biggest, highest price as a consigner, and this was a colt out of that good mare that Gary Sherlock had, Lost Bus. I don't have the hip number right in front of me, but the horse went for $225,000, and from what little I know, Bob, he looked the part. But anyway, those guys were pretty happy following that one.
I bet. I remember Lost Bus. She was a very, very nice horse. Gary Sherlock did a great job with her. She won some important sprint stakes.
Big filly, Bob.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And so was this colt. Anyway, Bob, hey, thanks so much for the time, and always enjoy everything you guys bring in all the Southern California News Group papers. In your case, it's a full graded handicap with your morning line. And then Kevin Modesty, incredible job every Friday with a column. Updated standings, stake advances throughout the week, and game stories on a day like yesterday. It's just tremendous coverage. Thanks so much, Bob.
All right, Mike. Thank you. Take care.
All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. Coming back strong, head to South Florida, check in with Toby Callett, and then take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Chiefs, live and direct from Saratoga Springs. Don't go away.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing action at the track of Sunsets and Stars. And always a full lineup of the top runners in California. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Plus, racing fans, Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. And just around the corner on Saturday, October 4th, we'll host the trials to the Grade 1 Golden State Million Futurity featuring the nation's top juveniles. Grade 1 Ed Burke Million Futurity winner, Jess I'm Worth It, and Futurity winners Beautiful and Mayor Humdinger are among the possible top contenders. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse. Join us for the trials at the Golden State Million on Saturday, October 4th.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses
and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Wait for the phone to ring. Waiting for someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder why.
And welcome back. Hey, listen, folks, if you're looking for a new or previously owned vehicle, I cannot recommend the Wilson Automotive Group highly enough. Tremendous supporters of racing in this show for so many years. I've had multiple experiences at David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. You're never going to beat the customer service, the follow-up, the deal. That's at David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. If you get in there, say hello to my good friend Robert Householder. The number to call at Toyota of Orange, 714-639-6750. They got full inventories, all makes and models. For more information, go to their website, toyotaoforange.com, and they'll help you to where you want to go. And you'll also see nearly 4,000 reviews. If you live over in the South Bay, it's South Bay Toyota. And if you're looking for a brand new Ford, how about David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange? Again, the Wilson Automotive Group, can't say enough. And certainly David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, as they say, you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. Let's get to South Florida. We might pick up a couple of oranges here. Who knows? Say hello to Toby Callen. Hi, Toby.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Hanging in. How about you? How's the weather, and are we on the grass?
Well, believe it or not, it's 2 days in a row. It's not a mirage, but they're listed to go, and I sure hope they go in today, 7th, because what I think I've dug out here for you and the listeners and myself as well, had made it well worth it to tune into this segment.
Okay. In other words, this could bear some fruit, and you can make it what you want if we cash.
This could be a bushel of oranges and hopefully no lemons.
Yeah.
In the 7th race today, these are two-year-olds, and they're going on the grass. They're going a mile. And in here, one thing that you may not, you know, you see the purse of $70,000, but if you're not a Florida bred, it's a greatly reduced number. It's all the way down to 50.
Yeah.
So one of the things to look at in a race like this when you're doing your handicapping is to see if there are any Florida breds with enough quality and against Kentucky breds and Virginia breds and such. And in this race, there is one of quality, I believe, number 12. His name is Hard Storm. Hard Storm was obviously ready to go back in the late spring. He's got a workout on his tab at Palm Meadows on the grass, blowing out 3 furlongs in 33 seconds. No, that's not a misprint. So you know that he likes the grass. They brought him down to Gulfstream, or they shipped him down to Gulfstream, and blew him out on the Tapeta a week ago, last Sunday morning. And he is a Florida bred. He's a homebred. He gets a live apprentice who rides the grass pretty well, Yorba Torres. He's 10-1 on the morning line. He drew the 12 post, which, of course, will scare people off. Those that have run on the turf or those that have been postward, there's nobody that really frightens me here. I look for Hard Storm to get the job done. I know you want to play gimmicks. Let's look at the 4, Coach Kane, big rider change. Mark Cassie, top turf trainer here, especially in Florida. The 3, Uncle Aldo. Again, he comes from the same barn as our top choice, Art Storm, and the one black male, also Mark Cassie. So we're basically centering around Jose DeAngelo and Mark Cassie getting the money in the seventh race. It'll be 12-4-3-1. We're going to have a lot of fun playing today's seventh at Gulfstream Park. Only caveat, shall we say, is we hope that the weather holds out for another few hours.
Because all bets are off if we're off the grass, right?
If we're off the grass. Well, you know, the fact that this horse, Hard Storm, came and blew out on the Tapeta, maybe they were wanting to make sure that they had a safety valve. I wouldn't ignore him, but as far as making the race a chance to make a big score, I might bet on Hard Storm and leave it at that if it does rain. But we have to give that disclaimer because it is South Florida.
10-1 on the morning line is number 12, Hard Storm, race 7 at Gulfstream. Post time listed at 4:04 Eastern time. Toby, great time of the year. The regular season, MLB drawing to a close. Playoffs are going to start, and of course, major college football. We're already at concert pitch. It's amazing.
Right.
Georgia, Alabama last night. I mean, Oregon went to Happy Valley and got it done against Penn State. And SC tasted defeat, went right down to the wire for the first time this year, and UCLA still winless. So a lot going on, a lot of fun. Thank you so much, Toby.
Can I give you two quick notes, Mike?
Yeah.
Real fast before you go to Jonathan. First of all, you were talking about MLB. Have you seen the Clemente documentary that LeBron James is one of the producers of?
No,
I have not. Out on History Channel. See if you can find it. Even off the air, there's a lot of stuff we can talk about that I was actually there personally to witness. It's really good stuff. And the other thing about the season is you'll notice today, for instance, in this seventh race, we have some of the riders coming back from the north, Sammy Camacho back from New Jersey, along with Joe Bravo. Todd Pletcher is starting to ship horses in to run.
Yep.
So it's almost October, and the season is coming. So that in response to what you just mentioned.
Yeah, I saw some quotes from Jersey Joe earlier in the week. He said, you know, he misses it. Obviously, he can still ride. Great judge of pace. So he'll be an interesting part of that overall puzzle there in South Florida this winter.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Thanks so much, Toby.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Take two now with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. In Saratoga Springs. Hey, John, good morning. How are things?
Good, Mike. You were talking about the City of Hope. Did you watch Johannes yesterday? Down the backstretch, it looked like he took a bad step or he was going to actually pull up. He checked off of Cabo Spirit's heels, I guess, and Rispoli got him out and he was clear. But he had trouble for a few seconds in that race. It looked like he may be eased, but he got back on track and all things were good. That horse is unbelievable.
Yeah,
no one in Southern California is beating that horse on the turf, that's
right.
For sure. And the trip he had at Saratoga was just brutal. You know, they're real sharp turns, and Rispoli got shocked, I guess, going into the first turn. He was forced to check out of it, so he came back and he ran really well.
Yeah, well, a trip like that, to quote Jonathan Hardoon, forget about it, right?
Forget about it. There you go.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, Johannes, Tim Yachtin, to me, he's just done a tremendous job with that horse, and Tim having another big year. I mentioned earlier the number two sales topper in that Facing Tipton California yearling sale last Tuesday at Fairplex was a colt by Maxfield out of the stakes-winning Lost Bus, who we knew in Southern California having been trained by Gary Sherlock. That was hip number 20. And that colt went for $225,000. Unfortunately, there were a lot of buybacks at the sale, John, so we'll have to wait and see. We've talked a lot about the fact that we've consolidated, no more racing in the north. It's really helped the purses down here. But there's going to be a shoe to drop in the not-too-distant future. It's called Full Crop. So we'll just have to wait and see what's going on with the breeding situation in California. And these are going to be some tough waters to navigate. But the reality is, I just think what was done, it had to be done for our immediate survival.
Yeah, but we're going to see if we pay the price down the road.
I know.
By the way, Mike, I got a bunch of emails and people requested the number on Baeza from last week.
Right.
Well, he ran a 4. He ran a 4, which is almost as good as Sovereignty, because Sovereignty, I think, ran a 4-. So he took a big step forward.
Wow.
And who knows? Maybe he finally turned the corner, and that would be great for the sheriffs and all the connections involved.
I mean, Lee and Susan Searing, they race as CRK stable along with the breeder there. He's by Curlin. He's big-time horse. I don't know if you heard John Sheriff's on earlier, but that was a tremendous relief to him to see this colt put it all together and finally get that Grade 1 win last Saturday.
Well, you put all the time and effort into it, and it's nice to reap some benefits. You know, it's like being a proud parent. When your kid does something good, well, you get all excited about it, and that's the way trainers are, especially with young horses.
Yeah. Hey, John, let's get out here to Santa Anita. 10-race program, what do you want to do?
Let's look at the 4th race today, 6 furlongs on the turf, and I love the number 7 horse in here, Yellow Sundress. Her last 2 races were at Del Mar. So last time she won a mile. She's a closing sprinter. I think she's much better sprinting. And 2 starts back, 5 furlongs at Del Mar. If you have no early speed, well, you're really up against it. That's the problem with the Del Mar turf course. They run 5 furlongs or distant races. There's really nothing in between. Well, she comes back to Santa Anita where she does her best running. She's 3-for-4 at the distance here. She's 3-for-4 over this turf course. Kent DeSormo aboard to ride, 4-1 on the morning line. Number 7, Yellow Sundress, wins today's 4th race out at Santa Anita.
And Mark Glatt, the trainer owned by Rancho Temescal Thoroughbred Partners, post time for race 4, John, at 6 furlongs out of the turf chute, 2:33 Pacific. So 10-race card today and closing day at Churchill Downs with mandatory payouts.
Correct. Pick 6 carryover, I believe, is over $240,000 going in, so that pool will be in excess of $1 million for sure, and they have
right.
Good fields there and a pretty interesting card.
And
closing day for the Mets, Mike, they're not going to make the playoffs if the Reds win. Could you imagine? People in New York going crazy.
You know, Kurt Hoover and I talk baseball all the time, a number of other things, but he is a huge, huge believer in Terry Francona. Look at how those Reds have finished up. He's doing something right. Man, they made that close, and it's just the wild card. They have made baseball, these races, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the old days after, August, there's not much to root for. Everything
forget about it.
Like 14 games or 18 games or whatever.
So you're saying the Reds control their destiny. If they win today, they're in. The Mets aren't.
They're out. Correct. And the people in New York, not very happy. They spent all kinds of money on bringing Juan Soto in. And, you know, it just shows you. Money counts, but unless you have the right clubhouse and the right guy running the show, doesn't always work out so well.
So many factors, John. Your pitching staff needs to stay sound. You know, you get these big contracts, and it seems like guys get old overnight. Some guys lose incentive. Today's closing day here, unfortunately, again in Anaheim, but you just look at everything, and then you got young talent coming. How much of a taste of the show do you give them early on? Do you throw them to the wolves? So much to weigh, but I get back to this. Coaching at any level is absolutely massive, and the guys that can do it, they can just do it, no matter where they are.
It's like training horses, Mike. You know, everyone thinks a horse is important. Yeah, the horse is important, but the trainer may be the most important, to tell you the truth.
Right. And you've got to have a trainer, John, I've said this before, that can train the owners. Because owners, sometimes they get very unrealistic. You got to have a trainer that can just have everybody's respect, their attention. You can't treat owners like mushrooms like in the old days today with all the information out there. But sometimes you need to just tell the guy, hey, whoa, wait, hold it. You know, that's not the best place to go, right?
No, you have to also have the gift of gab. Like, that was Lucas's great contribution to the game. He had the gift of gab. So, you know how to talk to people, you know, it's kind of being a salesman in a bit of a way, but it's important. And owners like trainers, and they stick with them. And other owners change trainers like George Steinbrenner used to change managers. Same thing.
I remember Charlie Whittingham. He had that good filly by a firm. She was a freak on the grass. Fauda, was it maybe? And Bobby Frankel had a mare named Toussaud. Somebody said to Charlie after the race, well, Toussaud had a lot of trouble, and Charlie cut him off. He said she was in trouble when she entered. Let's talk about JONHARDOON.com. What's there right now, John?
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Belmont at Aqueduct, Churchill, and, of course, the Anamita Selection.
All right. Thanks so much for listening, folks. John, thanks to you. Good luck today. If you have any plumbing issues, it's Western Rooter, the best in the West, and I mean it. On behalf of Elise Diaz, I'm Mike Willman. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week. Don't say
been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.